The brightest artist in the country. This is Joe Scott. I'm sitting in for Bob today. We have tons of stuff to get done in just a short period of time. We're going to go immediately to a clip from Sue Damos. Craig Damos is the CEO of National Whites, and this is, we put a call into her, and here it is.
Hi, my name is Will Duffy. I'm part of an organization out here in Denver, Colorado, and we're trying to encourage your husband, Craig, to not build an abortion clinic in Denver.
He's not building an abortion clinic. He's building a Planned Parenthood. It's not an abortion clinic. So get your facts straight. They do not do abortions there.
Okay.
So you're totally off base.
Okay, folks, in studio with me today is Keith Mason. He's one of the leaders of the Keep Peace in Stapleton movement, which is gathering momentum and excitement and interest by the hour. Keith, welcome.
Hey, Joe. Great to be here. Thanks for asking me to be on.
Keith, so much has been going on. Let's recap what happened on Sunday. We had a picket in blizzard conditions.
Yeah, we really proved how committed we are to this effort.
To Gary Megison and to Whites, right? Gary Megison is a contractor.
He's the senior vice president of Whites Construction Company, which is the construction company that's building one of the largest Planned Parenthood abortion factories in America right here in Denver. And so just to recap, what we've been doing is we've been having prayer vigils and things like that in front of his home, in front of Don Gindel, who is another vice president of the Whites Corporation, in an effort just to encourage them and just to pray that they would reconsider building a modern-day Auschwitz like Planned Parenthood is.
Keith, explain Keep Peace in Stapleton. What is it?
Keep Peace in Stapleton is just a name. It's really a movement that has started to grow and develop in order to halt the effort to build this this huge abortion factory. So Keep Peace in Stapleton is just a group of people. It's young and old, people who just do not want a Planned Parenthood being built in their community.
And is it a website? Do you have a website?
KeepPeaceInStapleton.com is the website where we are currently updating everything regularly. And if somebody wanted to go there, they would be able to see what's going on a regular basis. And, just keep updated with what's going on. So,
now, Keith, I'd like to hear that little clip we just played again, and I'd like you to comment on it. This is just unbelievable. This woman said that Planned Parenthood isn't an abortion mill with lots of authority, like she knows what she's talking about. Let's hear it again.
Hi, my name is Will Duffy. I'm part of an organization out here in Denver, Colorado, and we're trying to encourage your husband, Craig, to not build an abortion clinic in Denver.
He's not building an abortion clinic. He's building a Planned Parenthood. It's not an abortion clinic. So get your facts straight. They do not do abortions there.
Okay.
So you're totally off base.
So, Keith, are you off base?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I'm not. You know, Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider, baby killer, in the nation. They profit from this, and they actually get our tax dollars to do this. They kill thousands of babies every day in America, and it's sad. And really, I wanted to make a note. That's what this is about. We don't have a personal issue with White's company. We have an issue with them helping people kill babies.
That's right.
And Whites, building.
Whites was a fine company until it decided to build death camps.
And we hope that they return to their, you know, being a good, upstanding, moral company that doesn't get involved with the likes of people like Planned Parenthood and the bloody money that they'll receive. We hope they just turn it down. And that's really our prayer. We don't have any kind of personal animosity towards Whites. We have a personal animosity towards killing children.
That's right. If people want to get involved and they're not going to come out to a picket, I know that they can go to your website and there's a list of tasks on there that they can do. Can you tell us what some of those are?
Yeah, well, regularly, at least every other day, sometimes every day, there's tasks that we have available for volunteers. We don't all have to brave the cold and stand in a blizzard
That's
to do
right.
a prayer vigil. We really need people to jump on board, simply just to make a phone call, to send an email, to send a fax. Things like that are just so important for this effort, because really that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to be the continual encouragement of the public for White's Company to not do this. So we encourage all those who are listening now to, if you're not on the Keep Peace and Stapleton email list, to go to the website and get on it, or you can also just send an email to just keeppeaceinstapleton@gmail.com. So, you know, one of the things we do is we make phone calls, like, say, to the White's Company
Keith,
or to these vice presidents.
I have an idea, Keith. Why don't we call White's right now?
We should.
We should
just
live.
We'll just make a call, and we'll just kind of show the audience kind of what we do, what we're hoping to do, what it's kind of like. You know, maybe it's a little scary to people to call sometimes, and this is, we'll just make it right now, and it'll just be one of the calls that they're receiving today for the coalition. So
right, and we're going to just talk to the secretary. Normally, you'd want to talk to Mr. Hornaday.
And so what's been happening, what we've noticed from the Whites when we call their company directly, is that they've been transferring us to a voicemail that's a bit obscure, and I think they're just trying to ignore us. So what we'll just do right now is we'll just try to talk to the secretary, because every employee counts. We want to talk to everybody. If somebody happens to know someone from Whites, works with Whites, we want them to talk to their friend that works at Whites and encourage them, hey, look, you guys got to do something about this. Encourage your company not to do this. So let's do a call. Let's try to talk to the secretary.
Yeah. You talk to them, Keith.
Okay.
When it comes up.
That sounds good. So the number here is...
Good afternoon, the White's Company. May I help you?
Yeah, hi there. What was your name?
Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. This is Keith Mason. I wanted to tell you that you're live on the air. It's 670 AM radio KLT. And I just wanted to maybe talk with you for a moment, Shelley.
I'll have to transfer this call. Hold on.
Well, this is what happens often. They transfer us to an obscure voicemail here. So let's see what voicemail it is. So, you know, they do this because now they've gotten lots of calls, which is great, which is what we want to continue to happen. Because, you know, we want to up the ante in a lot of ways with this, because it's,
well, they need to be able to see that we are serious. Now, when we get transferred, well, it sounds like we may have gotten cut off, but when we get transferred, it's probably going to be a voicemail box and we'll leave a message. And so should everyone that calls.
Right.
Leave a message.
Leave a message. What's best is to try to talk with the president or a vice president or something like that. But what seems to be happening is...
Just hold on.
Let's see.
Hi, you've reached Colleen Kilkenny with the White's Company. I'm unavailable to take your call right now, but if you leave me a message, I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi there. This is 670 KLT Radio, the Bob Inyart Live Show. We're calling live on the air here just to encourage you to reconsider doing business with Planned Parenthood and being involved in building a abortion superstore here in the Denver area. We just ask you to relent and to seek God. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So that's not hard, and just leaving the messages. And so this is the kind of thing that we ask people to do every day. So it's really effective. It's getting through to the White's Company. Actually, I had a meeting with the president of the White's Company and the vice president this morning.
How did that go?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Joe. They really dug their heels in.
Tell me their names.
Bill Hornaday is the president of White's Company Rocky Mountain District, Gary Megason is
the
senior
guy.
Vice president of White's Company.
That's the one that we've been picketing.
Yeah, well, we've been doing prayer vigils in front of his home,
right.
and then Don Gendel as well, and. And really what we're praying for is that they would just stop doing this. And so on Sunday, morning, we had about 50 faithful pro-lifers out in the blizzard to do a prayer vigil in front of this guy's house, which hopefully showed him that some of the commitment levels that we have here. And to be honest with you, I was surprised at the energy in front there and the ability, the momentum that just seems to be building for people who want to get involved. They want to do something about this. They don't want an abortion superstore in Denver, Colorado. They're just sick of it. So,
well, Keith, give me a second here. I want to tell you, the Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine, they have not touched that building in years. The paint is peeling off it. The sign is faded. The sheets of shame are up around it. They're shabby. You've heard of shabby sheets, sheets before. It's really a mess. Mm-hmm. And so they've known that they're going to move for a long time. They've been thinking about this for a long time, so they haven't bothered to keep up the building. So Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine kind of suits the expectations of a dump when you show up there. Mm-hmm. It's a dump. Now they want to make this wonderful new place that's going to be a shiny new superstore. And the people in Denver understand that can't happen. And, boy, are we having a response with this. It's just been phenomenal. I think we'll go to the phones.
Sure.
Alan?
Yes. Yes, I was just wanted to inquire, could you please give out the name and the phone number of that construction company?
Sure. It's Whites, and you spell it W-E-I-T-Z. You can go to their website. It's just whites.com. And you can give them a call. Actually, hey, you know, it'd be a good idea for someone, if you're listening right now, just give them a call right now. The number is 303-860-6600. So it's three. Are we sure that's the right number, or is it 806? So... okay, so 303-860-6600.
That's right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
So now, folks, you have the phone number. Get on the phone after the show and call.
That's right. Or even now. That's great. So, yeah, you know, what's happened in Aurora, Illinois, I think it really bothered people that Planned Parenthood would be deceptive and try to sneak under the radar and build one of these abortion factories without people knowing, because they know people don't like this. People just do not like Planned Parenthood because of all the evil stuff that they do. And so there's momentum growing from that. It's spilling over, and we're excited about it.
Let's talk about your meeting this morning.
So the meeting this morning, it wasn't surprising in some ways. In some ways, it was. Gary Megason is a Catholic, and you know, he attends church at St. Jude Catholic Church there in Lakewood, Colorado. And so we hope that, you know, he would follow the teachings of the church and respect life and not get involved with baby killers. And so we were surprised that he was a bit rude to us, and
he was.
And a bit he didn't want any of the information about Planned Parenthood, and he was just really, really upset that we were having prayer vigils at his home and things like that. And so,
do you think that they believe they're not building an abortion clinic like Sue Damos, the CEO's wife, said earlier on that tape we just played?
I think they really have no way of being ignorant about this. That's part of what we do. We're trying to, if they don't know, we're trying to prayerfully and lovingly let them know about what's going on here. Because if they don't know, they ought know. And it's something that's a moral issue for them. You know, as a brother in Christ, we don't hate Gary. We love him, and we don't want him to be involved in sin. And it's a sin to build a death camp. And so that's really our motivation.
But Keith, didn't they tell you that you were sinning this morning?
They did. I think it was Gary's emotion spilling out of the meeting. The president actually asked him to leave the meeting at one point, and so he was very emotional. And you know, that's you know, I don't want to be doing prayer vigils in front of his house. I want him to do the right thing, and I want him to you know, just be a strong voice inside the Whites company and say, look, we have to do the right thing. This is a small sliver of our business. Let's just move on. Let's move away from this controversial project. That's what we're hoping.
Can you imagine when the slogan gets around about Whites, Whites killing Blacks again? Mm. I mean, that's just a horrible slogan, but Whites... It's just awful. And why would anyone, Gary Megison, Mr. Hornaday, Don Gendel, why would anybody want to be associated with that?
Mm.
I don't understand why they can take on a project that they know is going to kill innocent little babies, babies that can't run away. They're in the womb. They can't get away. Women that are being deceived, women who are not being deceived, are going to be going to this superstore, as you call it, to kill their kids, and Whites is going to have all that blood on their hands. Every baby that dies on that property will be their fault. Partly, their hands will get the blood from that.
They'll be held culpable.
Yeah,
and that goes from the top down. Even this the CEO of Whites National, the wife. Just being maybe willfully ignorant, or maybe she really is ignorant, and hopefully now after Will's call to her, she'll have investigated the matter a little bit. But yeah, it's culpability from the top down. And like I said, you know, we're not against the Whites company. I know that there's good people in the Whites company, and maybe I'll let a secret out on the air.
Okay.
There's actually some employees that like what we're doing, and they've contacted us. And so you know, there's disruption going on inside the Whites company, and you know, there are good people that work in there.
There should be disruption.
Right.
If they want to do evil, there's going to be some people in there who don't. And it should cause a rift in the company. And maybe enough of a rift to make them think twice before they build this horrific place. You know, speaking of National, we have two trucks out in front of Whites National in Iowa today.
Mm.
So they're driving around the Whites company, and they're driving around the neighborhood, or as close to the neighborhood as they can get. I understand it's gated, so I don't know if they've gotten in yet. I think Ron's been in once.
So we've gone national with this.
Yes,
and we've
had
people from around the country contact us, and even Iowa Right to Life, I think, is very excited and joining on board. And
well, yeah. Our GM today is going to be doing a radio show with the president of Iowa Right to Life. And from what I understand, she has a picket or some kind of prayer vigil outside of Whites tomorrow. Is that what's going on?
I think
that's what she's doing. And so that's pretty fabulous.
Yeah.
So if Whites is going to get hit nationally on every level, and you plan to hit them at every level, just not at the top. Isn't that right?
That's right. And it's not really because I want to. It's because we have an obligation as pro-life Christians to do everything in our power legally to try to stop child killing, to try to stop the injustice of child killing. And so this is a crisis. It's a crisis because they're killing children, and they're building this massive abortion factory here. It'll be one of the largest, if not the largest, in America, in Denver, Colorado. And so, you know, we have an obligation to do everything we possibly can. And at this stage, trying to persuade the construction company to not be involved is one of the best things we can do. So,
okay, this is interesting, Keith. We have an anonymous caller. Hello, anonymous.
Hello. I'm sorry, what was the guest's name?
Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, hi there.
Okay, hi. I'm aware of the fact that a lot of guys that drive around the metro area and deliver building materials listen to your show, as is evidenced by them calling in and wanting the free DVDs focused on the strategy. And I would just say, like, you were giving different examples of ways people could participate. I was just hoping that maybe some of the drivers that are hearing me right now who might deliver or be asked to deliver to that construction site, that they ask to be absolved of that responsibility on moral grounds. And that's a way they could do their part, you know.
Fabulous.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And that's what's really going to make the difference here. So if anybody, if there are people listening that deliver construction materials or truck drivers delivering anything there, or that have deliveries actually just for the Whites company, The address of this location actually is 7155 East 38th Avenue.
That's the location of the superstore.
That's the abortion superstore location. But if anybody is currently driving for Whites or doing building materials for them, and they say, look, I know abortion is wrong, it's murder. Whites, I can't drive for you anymore until you not build this building anymore. I think that is fantastic, and that's exactly the kind of stance that we need every pro-life Christian to take.
Every pro-life Christian and everyone that has the ability to affect Whites. We have another phone call. Thank you, Anonymous.
God bless you guys. Bye.
Yep, God bless you.
Hello, Frank.
Hi. Just want to tell you guys, I think you're doing a great job today, and also just want to thank you for doing your part to try to get this company not to do what they're doing. Obviously, what you're really doing is you're trying to get them not to reap eternal punishment for
doing,
too. So even though it may seem harsh up at the front, there's going to be eternal rewards for them if they decide not to do this.
So, Frank, are you going to help?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I got that number down for the Whites Company. I'm going to call them up right after the show.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. Thank you, Frank, for your help and your encouragement. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you guys, too. Keep up the good work.
All right.
We will. So, overall, when you were walking out of that meeting, you felt as though you hadn't made a dent. But at the same time, you saw a tremendous amount of emotion in both men, didn't you?
Yes. The President Bill, I think he showed overall just a stance of pride. And he seemed to show a complete disregard for all of his employees as far as what they might be dealing with home prayer vigils and things like that, and some of the stress and turmoil that they might be encountering.
Tell me about that. You said that I read your press release, and it said that he had no regard. Tell me how. What do you mean?
Well, he just came across like he was completely indifferent. I told him we really didn't want to do this. But it was one of the last options available to us. And I told him, you know, how in the past other construction companies that have taken these kind of projects on have become places of turmoil and that they were it would just turn basically the construction company inside out. And his response was basically, this is par for the course. This is what we're doing. And I had asked him at one point, why do you build buildings? And I was hoping he would give me the obvious reason. They build buildings to make money because they're a business and profit. And he kind of squeezed out of the question a little bit, not really wanting to talk with me. And I asked again, do you build buildings for money? Trying to just answer the question. And he implied that, no, not always. They don't always build buildings for money.
What?
So that would mean if they don't always build buildings for money, there's some sort of ideology behind building a building or a cause, or maybe he even believes in what he's doing with this Planned Parenthood superstore. So I'm praying, I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm praying that he misspoke that's really not his intentions. If that's not his intentions and he's not wholeheartedly behind killing innocent children, I hope that he would just turn this project down and walk away from it.
So, Keith, he said that our prayer vigils outside of homes, they're par for the course. I mean, did he give you the impression that he experienced this before?
He definitely gave me the impression that this was just going to be the way it was. And they were going to do a project, and they're going to finish the project. And not really that he's been picketed or anything or had prayer vigils in front of his house or anything like that, you know, but I guess just a general callousness is what we experienced there, and a feeling or an atmosphere that they were not going to relent on this. And so, you know, we tried to go to them privately and talk with them about what they're doing, about this sin, and so now the next level is we are going to be going to the churches of the high people with this effort, the vice presidents.
Really?
Yes. And so that's they're claiming to be Christian. Like I said, Gary Megason is a Catholic. He attends St. Jude Church in Lakewood, Colorado. Don Gendel is a Christian. He's thought of as a strong Christian by his neighbors. And so these men are claiming to love Jesus Christ and claiming to be Christians. And so they ought love their neighbors as themselves. And as Christians, we should all encourage them to do the right thing and really not be involved in sin. So
on your website, keeppeaceinstapleton.com, is there a phone number for St. Jude's Church?
We don't have that information up right now. In the future, there's a good chance that could be coming up as a church. I know that the Archbishop Chaput has been made aware of the situation. Gary Megason's priest has been made aware of the situation. And so I fully expect them to act and do the right thing in this matter. And so we'll see where it goes from there. And, you know, my prayer is that, you know, by the weekend, by next week, they would have actually walked away from this project. And so nothing more will needed to be done on something like that. So,
well, yeah, if the bishop gets a hold of him and he has an ounce of loyalty to his own church, he may listen. But I don't know. When money and ideologies get in the way, who knows? If building Planned Parenthood is actually something that he believes in, it's par for the course. It's something that he believes in. The money doesn't mean anything. I mean,
right.
I don't get paid for what I do. You don't get paid for what you do. It's because we believe in it. So money isn't going to have an effect on us. My pastor would.
Yeah.
You know, my pastor would have an effect on me. So.
Well, just dealing with Gary, I don't know that I would say that Gary believes in this. I don't know that I've gotten that impression from him yet.
That's great.
And so I think that I think the chances are good that he will relent. And you know, maybe somebody that knows Gary Megason is listening right now could just give him a call and say, hey, buddy, maybe you should walk away from that. And so that's what we're hoping, that the community around him reaches out, that his friends, his pastor, his fellow church members will reach out and minister to him and just let him know, you know, basically that what he's getting involved in is not good for him or, his faith. So,
well, our listeners heard the phone call from Sue Damos. She's the wife of the national CEO, Craig Damos. And you heard the arrogance. Planned Parenthood is not an abortion clinic, does not kill babies. Get your facts right. That's pretty arrogant. I think that also calls should go to her and to him in Iowa. Are you doing that?
We are. And just again, if somebody would go to the keeppeaceinstapleton.com website, there'll be updates almost daily on there. To give people a daily task, a task of the day, and we release these numbers on a daily basis and give people opportunity to get involved from their home, from their office, and we give them updates on opportunities to get out on the street, and not just in Denver, around the country.
Right. Folks, this is your opportunity to really prove that we can do something. We can change this. You can get on your phone. You can get on the web. You can contact St. Jude's here in Denver. The phone number, I'm sure, will be on the website soon. We only have a couple of minutes left, but folks, you've got to work to help us stop this. We can do it. We can stop Planned Parenthood from building their superstore with leaders like Keith and Will Duffy and Bob Inyart. We can end this. We can end this and keep them in the dump that they're in, and maybe even get them to close their doors. Thanks.